Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, November 21st. The grains closed mixed, with December corn down 8.25 cents at 659.5. December wheat down 4 cents at 799.25. That's the first close in months under $8 on the wheat, but it was 13 cents off the lows, so it's not nearly as bearish as it could have been. The beans up 8.5 cents, 1436.75, just 1.25 cents off its highs. We closed about 18 cents off the lows. The crude oil, which was down $5 a barrel at one point, only closed down 35 cents at 79.73. Quite the comeback in the crude oil. That helped rally the bean oil. Bean oil rallied 0.70 off its lows, 170 ticks. So that was pretty impressive out here. That's what rallied the beans. Plus the export inspections for the beans were really strong, 2.33 million metric tons. Wheat and corn were light. Wheat 280, corn 495. So it looks like traders were buying some beans and selling corn and wheat against it. Now the corn is 9.5 cents away from closing under 650. If we do close under 650, I think that opens up the door to lower prices through the end of the year. The December wheat close again, we did close under $8, but it really wasn't convincing enough. The last time we closed under $8 was on September 1st. The fact that we closed 13 off the lows kind of negates it. In fact, I'd be surprised if we didn't see something higher tomorrow on a turnaround Tuesday. The U.S. dollar is up 89 ticks, 107.72. All of that, put some pressure on the corn and the wheat out here. But like I said, the beans were able to rally with the crude oil. So it's kind of a mixed day out here. We've got the potential rail strike in the next 2 weeks. We've got China. From what I see and the numbers I see, the COVID is getting worse by the day. They're shutting down a couple of their major cities and certainly going to have an effect on their economy. And I just don't see them as being the big buyers of U.S. beans. And I think it's going to be a problem longer term. The more they have COVID shutdowns, the better the chance that they can wait till Brazil crops start coming in toward the end of January. The stock market rallied about 200 points off its lows when the crude oil rallied, but it's basically steady. It's up $2. The S&P is down 16 points, so a little bit of a mixed bag. But the Bitcoin looks to be about to make a new low close. We're down $1,000 here. We could see a new low close on Bitcoin out here. So overall, I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here. The weather in the western part of the United States is still pretty dry. We could use more rains there. But Argentina's had good rains. Brazil's had good rains. So we really don't see too many severe problems out there. We'll get the crop progress. It should show beans and corn virtually all but a point or two from completely being harvested. Wheat progress maybe a little bit lower with the lack of rains that we've seen over the last week. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.